It's 6 o'clock Friday night and time to kick off Super Scoreboard on Clyde One.
It's 3 minutes past six. Welcome to Friday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard with me, Jerry McCulloch. On the show tonight, Brendan Rodgers reveals Moussa Dembele is fit and he will be in the Celtic squad to face Aberdeen in tomorrow's Scottish Cup final. Don's boss Derek McInnes has begun the psychological battle by saying it would be a real anti-climax for Celtic if they didn't win the treble. Meanwhile, after a 0-0 draw in the first leg, Hamilton Accies boss Martin Canning is feeling optimistic ahead of Sunday's playoff final. Yes, it's the day before the cup final, traditionally the last day of the season, but not anymore since the introduction of the Premiership playoffs. For Celtic, of course, they're less than 24 hours from the treble. If they can overcome the team which has been second to them in both other major competitions this season, namely the League and the League Cup. Celtic fans, we know you're out there. Aberdeen fans, we know you're out there. Let us hear from you on the show tonight. Hugh Keevans and Derek Johnson are here with you until 8 o'clock, taking your calls on 0141 951 1025. You can tweet the show, give us your thoughts ahead of the big 3 o'clock kickoff at Hampden at Clyde SSB. Before we do that, Hugh, just a quick mention. You're getting lots of great responses from your Lisbon Lions tribute last night, your trip down memory lane with Bertie Auld and Jim Craig.
Yeah, I've been overwhelmed by the kindness. I thank Jim and Bertie for their patience and kindness, and it's been a pleasure and a privilege to have known them and the other Lions for the last 50 years. So thanks, Bertie and Jim.
And it's been quite a celebration this week for Celtic fans. I don't know if you saw any pictures or videos, or you were there last night for the Celebrate 67 at the SSE Hydro. It certainly looked like an incredible event. Of course, you, the year 1967, when Celtic won the European Cup, they won the Scottish Cup final as well, and they beat Aberdeen 2-0.
Yeah, two Willie Wallace goals, if memory serves me correctly. But of course, tomorrow is another day. I think we have an epic final in the making.
Willie Wallace can't make it.
And for me, it's Celtic's opportunity, Jerry, to go from invincibility to immortality. It's one thing to win a treble. Jock Stein did it twice. Martin O'Neill did it once. If Brendan Rodgers does it, he'll be the first one to have done so while going through an entire domestic season without losing a game in three competitions. So for me, Celtic's task, invincibility to immortality.
Well, let's hear from Brendan Rodgers, because Moussa Dembele has won his fitness battle as Celtic look to make it a treble winning season. The striker, who's been out with a hamstring injury, is in the squad for tomorrow's Scottish Cup final against Aberdeen. Brendan Rodgers says he's always got tough selection decisions.
He's fine. Yeah, he'll be. He's trained well this week. He maybe could have been in with the squad, training a little bit earlier, but he's fine. He's trained with the team all week, worked well, so he's available.
So if you wanted him to start, he'd be fit enough to start then?
Yeah, he would be fine to start. All the players throughout the season have given me availability issues in terms of selection issues, because in the main, we had our 208th session today, of which in the main the players have been available for most of them. We've had a number of injuries, obviously, throughout the season, but every player that's come in has done very, very well. So I've never had to rely on just 11 players. The squad has really come into the fore over the course of the season, and playing what I think is our 59th competitive game, of course, you need that squad. So when Lee was playing earlier on the season, Moussa was on the side. Lee gets injured, Moussa comes in, does fantastically well. Lee has missed a lot of the season through illness and through injury, and obviously through the form of the team. And a little bit like the likes of James Forrest. You know, James has played a lot this season. Patrick got into the team, did very well, and then it was difficult for James to get in. So, but I know I can rely on them all. They've all been great, and whoever we play and whoever we put into the team will, I'm sure, do a fantastic job.
So it looks like Brendan Rodgers, Derek Johnson, has got a full squad to pick from. when he has had the choice between Dembele and Griffiths all season, if they've both been fit and available, he's gone for Dembele.
Yeah.
Will he do that tomorrow?
Well, he hasn't played for nigh on 5 weeks, Dembele. You know, he's been out for that length of time. And it's not like saying, well, he's fit enough, but, you know, is he sharp enough? I think Lee Griffiths has done absolutely nothing wrong since he's come in. He's played very well. He's scored goals. He's set up chances. I don't think Brendan will change it tomorrow. I think you'll start with Lee Griffiths, but what a substitute to bring on if needed in Dembele.
The irony is that first Old Firm game of the season, Lee Griffiths unable to play, Dembele comes in and truly announces himself to the Scottish football world. Then Old Firm, Scottish Cup semi-final game, Dembele injured, Griffiths comes in. Then there's that night at Firhill where Griffiths takes the huff because he's taken off by Brendan Rodgers, who reminds him that he's in charge and he's trying to manage Lee Griffiths' fitness with the final in mind. And that's why I think he starts tomorrow with Lee Griffiths. But my goodness, what a player to have up your sleeve in Dembele.
Celtic, of course, are just one win from an unbeaten treble winning season. Rodgers knows they could do something special, but he's still not getting carried away.
Well, we've tried to remove the emotion of all, like we've done a lot of the season. I think we've just tried to look at the next game. Of course, there's a lot been written and said in the last few months about what the players could or couldn't achieve in terms of going the season unbeaten. That was something that for the last couple of months you guys have been asking me all about. But we've had to retain our focus, and that's what we've done. And it's really just about concentrating on what you can control. You know, we can control how we prepare the team, how we prepare our training, how the players work, the intensity of the work, and then obviously then the players, what they've done brilliantly this season is how they've then dealt with pressure. This is a team that's played, and when you play for Celtic you're always under pressure because the expectancy is to win every game, but we've played in a lot of big games where there's questions asked in the build up to it, and the players have always found the answers. So dealing with pressure, they've did that, and like I say, we'll go into this game. It's a final game of what has been a long season, but we're ready to perform.
Is that word treble being talked about in the dressing room, or is it a band word still?
Yeah, no, there's other words that you can use. Listen, we're here to win, and we plan to win, and we've planned for every competition that we've been in here domestically to do that, and thankfully we have been able to do that. We know this is a real challenge for us, but we've earned the right to be here through our work and through our play, and we're looking forward to it. Just seeing the pitch there as well, it looks absolutely magnificent, which suits us. It's a big pitch. The two times we've played here already, we've played very, very well, not just winning the games, but actually performance level. So I've enjoyed coming to Hampden. Everyone said when I first came in it wasn't maybe the best place for Celtic, but it's been great, and we hopefully that run can continue tomorrow.
We'll hear from Derek McInnes shortly. Celtic against Aberdeen in the Scottish Cup final. So let's have our own Celtic against Aberdeen on the phone lines. In the Celtic corner, it's Alec in Parkhead. In the Aberdeen corner, it's our taxi driver, Brian, who's from Dumbarton. How are you both doing?
Hi, panel. Obviously.
Are you there as well, Brian?
I am still.
Good man. Right, you're both on. You're both on. So, Alec, you go first then. How are you feeling?
Obviously, no. I think that we may have been a wee on holiday last week. You know, it's not really hurt me till I arrived back in Glasgow today. As I'm starting here, the nerves are heavily kicking in. Something special could happen tomorrow for 5 o'clock. You're not just talking about, you know, winning the treble. You're talking about the full season domestically having 4 draws. And you've sweeped the flair with everything. Now, obviously, when Brendan came in, would you have expected this? No. You know, if it won a league, won a double, you know, but in the style that he's done it, you know, it's not just 1-0s or 2-1. We're talking about 5-0s and 4-0s. His aim when he came in was to entertain, and that's why the fans are flooding to Parkhead.
So despite unbeaten up until now, Alec, your overriding emotion just now is butterflies.
Big time. I've been on the talk.
Has been received.
Oh. Sorry, Brian, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Good man. Right, somebody was talking in the background.
You paid your bill.
I know. Alec, so butterflies from Alec. Brian, what's your overriding feeling?
Exactly the same. Nerves have kicked in. I heard Dembele sat and I thought, oh, brilliant news. That's really good. I'm so happy for them. Delighted. I'm kind of hoping for the team bus to break down halfway to Hampden, to be honest.
Is that the only chance Aberdeen have got, Brian?
Well, I don't think it's the only chance, but it is for me more hope than expectation.
They'll maybe need a part of the bus anyway.
Exactly.
Breaking down.
You realise if the bus breaks down, they'll just delay kickoff, Brian?
No, I'm not having that. You're not there for 3 o'clock, I'm sorry. We're on our way back up the road at 4:15.
I suppose it's natural, Derek, isn't it, at this stage? You know, the fans go through the seat, or the few days before, all confident, but then the closer it gets to kick off, the nerves kick in.
Yeah, I took Celtic a couple of weeks ago to win it, but Aberdeen, I've hit a bit of form, you have to say, and I think they've looked very, very good. I think they're all sort of peaking at the right time for this final. I thought Celtic would have ran away with it, but I think it's going to be harder than what I thought. Because when you look at the quality that Aberdeen have, we keep mentioning them, the Rooneys, McGinns, McLean, Hayes, you know, they've got good players in their side. You know, and so have Celtic. Celtic have got amazing players that can turn a game as well. This is going to be, I think the two of them are going to fight it out tomorrow. I don't see anybody sitting back and the other one dictating. Aberdeen can't sit back because they're not a team that can defend like that. With what they've got going forward, they have to get the ball going forward. And Celtic get exactly the same. I expect several goals tomorrow in this game.
In the interview clip that you played from Brendan Rodgers, he said part of his job was to remove the emotion. And I think he can do that. He can do that with players. Alec and Brian, on the other hand, can't distance themselves from the emotion of it all.
It's all about emotion for fans.
Yeah. Celtic would be the favourites. Celtic have to guard against any belief that this whole season has been preordained. It hasn't. It's been achieved on hard work and the fact that Brendan Rodgers is a top class manager. Derek McInnes has been second in the league, second to Celtic in the League Cup, and now he's looking for, and the city of Aberdeen is looking for, the chance to finally get one over on Celtic. That's why they are capable of terrific football, and that's why I believe we'll have a sensational final.
Brian, let me just ask you, as an Aberdeen fan, we're going to hear from Derek McInnes, and he is very confident, but is it not the case that this is all about Celtic? And what I mean by that is, if Celtic turn up and play the way that they can and play to the maximum of their ability, it doesn't matter who the Scottish opposition is, you're going to lose.
Yeah, pretty much. But even when a team sometimes turns up and plays the way they're known to play and the way they can play, sometimes it still doesn't go for them and they still lose it on a fluke.
Yeah.
But again, I'm hoping for. What I will say as well, obviously, because you're away and I'm not got a chance to say to you again. I hear Daz has traded in all his old deodorant cans for scrap.
All right, Brian, thanks a lot for your call. Alec, for you, is it about Celtic? And as long as they do what they can do, they should be okay.
Well, you know, without any disrespect to Aberdeen, if Celtic turned up and played it the way they have been playing in about 90% of their games this season, there's only going to be one winner. But what I think that I hope does happen is that it's a game of football tomorrow. It's a brilliant game of football because there'll be neutrals watching it. Obviously, there'll be Rangers fans watching it, for Aberdeen fans for the day, but ultimately, I'm going to need to go with my gut, as I've done all season. I'm a 5-0 and my 5-1 bet. I've been pretty successful so far, and hopefully I get my last one up tomorrow.
All right, Alec. All the best. You give us a call tomorrow, mate.
No, definitely. I'll go tomorrow. Better believe it. Win, lose, or draw.
Are you going?
No, because obviously I was away, so I couldn't get my ticket. So I'm in the house with my wife and my brother-in-law and that, so...
Don't worry, Alec. Don't worry,
you've
got that big telly. It'll be as if you're there. Thanks a lot, Alec and Parkhead. Derek McInnes says anything other than a treble for Celtic would be an anti-climax and believes the Hoops should have achieved it more often. McInnes and Aberdeen are now the only side standing in Brendan Rodgers' way of completing a domestic clean sweep.
Celtic deserve a lot of credit for going through the campaign undefeated. I think it was clear from maybe October or so that was maybe something that people started to talk about, and Celtic have used that as a motivation. I think that's credit to them. I think the level of player they have and the performances they've produced, I think anything other than a treble would be extremely disappointing from them. You know, so while we put ourselves under pressure to deliver from ourselves, you know, we've had a very good season and we can have, and we'll still have a very good season if we lose tomorrow. But we can have a brilliant season, a season to remember, a special season by winning this tomorrow. And I think it would be a real anti-climax and not something that was expected if Celtic weren't to complete a treble. I think more Celtic teams should have won the treble over the last few years, for whatever reason they haven't. But this team, this season, this Celtic team have been very sharp with their work, very focused with their work and very confident with their work. And they don't give much encouragement to their opponents. We've got to try and find a way to put a seed of doubt in their mind that it's not going to be their day tomorrow.
Is ending that treble, is that an extra motivation or another something you don't need going into?
Just want to win the Scottish Cup for Aberdeen. It's no something that would ever be mentioned in my dressing room. We want to win the Scottish Cup.
The head-to-head record doesn't look good from an Aberdeen perspective, with Celtic winning all five meetings so far this season. McInnes accepts it will take a near-perfect performance, but believes some previous efforts have shown his men are more than capable.
The references has really been the last two games, the one at Parkhead and the one recently at Pittodrie. So we're no glorifying and delighted that we've lost both, but there's aspects of both that we were really pleased about. And I think we have got closer to them in the last couple of games. So We probably need a near perfect performance from the majority. We can have all the preparation we want and have a game plan, and I think it's important we try and stick to that. But good players ask questions, and you've got to deal with certain situations on the day, 1v1 situations and decisions to be made. And hopefully we make enough good decisions and we defend enough 1v1 situations where we can give us a chance to win the cup. I firmly believe that there's a performance in us that can beat them. And if we were going to win one, I would have picked this one anyway. So here's hoping that we're good enough tomorrow.
Some interesting comments there from Derek McInnes. We'll get the thoughts of Derek Johnson and Hugh Keevans after the travel. He says, no talk about treble. Not interested in talking about that to the team. We just want to win the Scottish Cup. But he spends 2 minutes talking about the treble. Is it psychological games? Has it begun? We'll hear from Hugh Keevans and Derek Johnson after the travel from Amber. It's Friday's Clyde One Super Scoreboards.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard, the home of football in Glasgow and the West. Be part of the debate. Call now 0141 951 1025.
With William Hill, proud sponsors of the Scottish Cup. Please gamble responsibly.
It's 25 past 6 on Friday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Hugh Keevans and Derek Johnson listening intently before the travel there to Derek McInnes. A lot of talk about treble, Hugh, and what it would mean to Celtic and how they should have won it more often.
I don't think you said anything, Jerry, that was inappropriate or inaccurate. Of course, his main job though, never mind the mind games with Celtic and the anti-climax, his main job is that Aberdeen have not won the Scottish Cup for 27 years. Yeah. For the second top team in the country, which they have been now for some time, not to have won the Cup for 27 years is a major omission. So they don't go to Hampden without pressure being on their shoulders as well.
Yeah. And you know the problem as well, Jerry. You know, Aberdeen can play really well tomorrow, but it still doesn't guarantee a win. You know, if Celtic are off the pace at any stage in the game and there's four or five players, you know, under the weather that are not performing, then Aberdeen have half a chance, and that's all they've got, half a chance. You said it earlier, if Celtic turn up and play the way they can, then for me, there is only one winner.
The good thing is both players, both clubs have match winners.
Yeah.
Rooney, McGinn, Hayes at Aberdeen. Celtic have them all over the park. From Kieran Tierney at fullback, Lustig at fullback, through Boyata, Armstrong in midfield, Boyata from corner kicks. There is a real feeling that tomorrow, Derek said it already, this match will have goals, drama, all the fun of the fair.
That'll be 0-0 in penalties then. 27 minutes past 6, Brian's in Stirling. Hi Brian.
Hello guys, absolutely feeling amazing tonight. Listen, I just want to say, I mean, I hear Derek and all that talking about half a chance. I just want to say a massive respect to Aberdeen this season. And I've said it before, Derek McInnes has done a brilliant job with Aberdeen. He's brought them to the, you know, definitely the second best team in Scotland by a distance. And they've proven that by being in both cup finals and being second in the league. Now, it's going to be a big ask for them to beat Celtic tomorrow. I believe, as a Celtic fan, that we're on the brink of a treble. And today is the right time to talk about it. And why is that? It's because Celtic have given respect to every single team that they've played this year. Whether they've swiped them to the side and scored five or scored the one, it doesn't matter. It's the respect that Brendan Rodgers has stamped into every player. We, as Celtic, have absolutely no right whatsoever to win every game or win any game unless you respect your opponent. And I'm a guarantee 1,000,000% what he's saying right now is you go out there and you respect that opponent and better them. That's the reason why they're unbeaten this season. That's the reason why they win the treble. And I must, and as I reiterate, I want everybody to go and enjoy a spectacle. The best, most prestigious spectacle in Scottish football is the Scottish Cup. Go there tomorrow, be safe, support your team and keep all the daft carry on at your head. Can I just say a big shout out to the guys at the DSC and in particular one guy, Mr. Magoo, please enjoy yourself tomorrow and I hope you all enjoy yourselves.
The one thing about Brendan Rodgers is he respects his profession. I said that about the league championship win. Brendan Rodgers and the players respected their profession. Yeah, of course the league is not the best in the world. So the only thing you can do is to play so well, since you have the top squad with the best quality, the only thing that you can do is to display that quality week in, week out. That's showing respect for the competition and for your own club. And he did that. And that will be his approach tomorrow. And in the other corner, you have someone in Derek McInnes who is greatly admired by Brendan Rodgers, because I'm quite sure that Brendan Rodgers sees the same qualities in Derek McInnes, a dedication to the profession, to the pursuit of excellence. And that's why we're going to have a great final.
Here's Jerry in Carmyle. Hi, Jerry.
How you doing, Jerry?
All right, Jerry.
I'm fine, pal. I'll tell you what, I just find it so funny that Derek McInnes is trying to play mind games with Brendan Rodgers. And I just don't understand why he's trying to play these kind of games with a man, let's be honest, is probably one of the best managers in Britain. And Derek McInnes is still earning his stripes, basically.
Do you not think he's maybe trying to play or put more pressure, if he can, on the players?
Yeah. Maybe, but I think Brendan Rodgers is a wee bit long the tooth for all these kind of carry-ons. Don't get me wrong, Derek McInnes has done well with Aberdeen. I'm not taking it away from him, but to try and play mind games...
Listen, talk is cheap. It means absolutely nothing. You know what matters? See, when these two teams walk out on Hampden tomorrow and the referee blows the whistle, that's what matters. They can talk Derek, all the light before the game. It goes Derek, in one ear from a lot of players and out the other.
Derek, you tried that in the League Cup final and Aberdeen never showed up. Let's be honest, never showed up. You know what I mean?
So, put it this way, Jerry, there are reasons why throughout the season, whenever a journalist has asked a Celtic player or Celtic manager about the treble, they say, oh no, we're not talking about the treble, we're not thinking about the treble. It's because they don't want to put any undue pressure on themselves.
I don't think what he said was disrespectful. All is fair in love and cup finals. If he's trying the mind games, fair enough.
I think he's been a wee bit... I think he's picking the wrong guy to try and play mind games.
Do you think it's disrespectful, Jerry?
No, I don't think it's disrespectful, but I think he's picking the wrong guy to pick mind games.
Jerry, do you think that Brendan Rodgers will pay a blind bit of attention to that?
No.
Well, there you are.
With a mild fiesta.
Yeah, I mean, Brendan Rodgers focuses on getting Celtic right for the game, picking the right team, applying the right tactics. Brendan Rodgers won't even have heard it. It'll have gone right over his head. But Derek McInnes is streetwise enough to know that we'll all jump on it. We'll all talk about it. But it means hee-haw.
That's right. Anyway, Celtic win tomorrow, that's it. I agree with Alan Parkin, 5-0.
Goodness me, this is where some fans just get way ahead of themselves. You get some fans who are extremely nervous and jittery, and then you get other fans who are just, whoa, 5-0.
Even the ones that are nervy and jittery still say 5-0.
Now, Jerry, you know, Jerry talks about, why did he say that? Why did Derek McInnes say that? He's just dismissed Aberdeen, who are the second team in the league, all right, 30 points behind Celtic.
I'll tell you about it. They all talk about how good Aberdeen did in the 3-1 game. What they've got to remember is Celtic brought 3-0 and took the foot off the gas. The game was won. And they kept going on, Aberdeen did this, Aberdeen that. Same as Rangers did at Parkey, they won each game. That was Celtic team talk tomorrow. They think they can do us.
Well, Brendan Rodgers doesn't need, I think, to do lengthy team talks. He's got a side there who last week became the Celtic Invincibles. He's got a side there who could become the Celtic Immortals by 5 o'clock tomorrow night.
And a side that's beaten Aberdeen 5 times this season.
Yeah, so, you know, he wants to get the Celtic players right. All the rest of it is an irrelevance. But there's a danger, you know, in, oh, it'll be 5-0, it'll be this, that, the other. There's a danger here, not for Brendan Rodgers and the Celtic players, but for the supporters that think, oh, this was all meant to be, it was written in the stars. That's not being complimentary to Brendan Rodgers. Brendan Rodgers, a man who even knows that today he had his 208th training session. This is a man whose attention to detail is immaculate. So, you know, it's not written in the stars. It's there because Brendan Rodgers brings it to you.
Of course, Roy Aitken played for both sides, captaining Celtic. Roy Aitken was caught up with him last night at the Big Lisbon Lions event at the SSE Hydro, and he says that Aberdeen will only stop Celtic's treble dream if the Hoops have an off day at Hampden. Scottish Cup final tomorrow, of course. The former defender who played for both sides can see Celtic's dominance continuing. And I've just realised that I've not got that little piece of audio. Oh no, I do, there it's there.
I think Brendan Rodgers and the boys have done a terrific job, you know, and they can only do their best. And they went, you know, the cup final on Saturday, which is obviously their chance to win the treble, only, you know, the second, third time in the history of the club it can be done. What a fantastic achievement that'll be for them. But, you know, and Brendan will be judged also on European success as well, because that's always been the benchmark here at Celtic. They want you to go as far as you can. In my day, we got as far as the quarter final against Real Madrid. We didn't manage to get any further, and a final end has got a chance, you know. And Derek McInnes has done a great job there as well. To be fair with Aberdeen, they are, you know, rightly the second best team in Scotland at the moment. So you have the top two teams fighting out for the cup final. But I do think Celtic are so strong in every department that I find it hard to. I think on the day Aberdeen would need to be playing fantastically well, and Celtic would need to have an off day for Aberdeen to win. But it's a cup final. I'm sure Derek will have his team prepared, but I'm sure Brendan will have the boys ready, because it's such a chance to get another, you know, milestone in the club's history.
Here's Stephen in Coatbridge. Hi, Stephen.
How are you doing, guys? Good evening.
Hi, yeah. Stephen.
Just 2 points. The first point to Hugh, listen to your interview last night with Jim Craig and wee Bertie. Thoroughly enjoyed it, mate. It was a brilliant interview.
Thank you very much.
Just a quick thing, you know, to show the calibre, especially wee Bertie, but all the Lisbon Lions, but a wee story. Unfortunately, one of the staff at Celtic had a serious road accident, very serious, and he was taken into the Southern General, and we were, staff were going up and seeing him, and I was going up, it was wee Bertie was, had been in the superstore, and he says, was it okay if I come up with you? I says, no problem, Bertie. And I was a wee bit apprehensive, because, you know, I didn't know what to say to the lad, you know, he'd been seriously injured. And wee Bertie just went into the hospital just, as soon as he walked in the place. How are you doing it, all the nurses? You could see some of them sort of knew who he was and other ones didn't they? But as soon as he went in and seen John, was injured, what a lift it gave him, because he was just talking away to him. As I say, I was a bit apprehensive, but when I seen wee Bertie the way he conducted himself that day, with everybody in the hospital as well, it was fantastic. So, brilliant interview last night, Hugh. I really thoroughly enjoyed it.
Listen, a few years ago, when Bertie was 70, his wife called me and said, it's a surprise party, but we'd like you to be there. And I went in, and we all know Bertie, incorrigible.
Yeah.
And I've never laughed so much in my life, because it was full of other old incorrigibles on the night. So he's a special guy.
He is, but he plays the part of a star well, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he is a living legend. And he, I'm not saying he knows it, but he, when it, I mean, Stephen's right. When Bertie walks into a room, you know Bertie's in that room.
You can hear him before you
see
him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why it's a lovely contrast, because Jim, is the intellectual wing of the Lisbon Lions. You know,
He's a straight man.
Terrific man. A pleasure to know him for all these years, and you know that's why you get that nice contrast with Bertie, the stand-up comic, and Jim, the voice of authority.
Yes, Stephen.
The second point about tomorrow's game, guys, you know, to me, you know, and I'm not being sort of a... There's going to be one winner tomorrow, you know. Celtic, we've been fantastic all season, but it just seems the last few weeks we seem to have got better. You know, we're firing all cylinders. Doesn't matter who he plays tomorrow, you know, who he plays in midfield. Is he going to go for Big Rogic or is he going to stick with McGregor? You know, it doesn't really matter. We're playing that well. I can see it been all over in the first half. I'm hoping an early goal, and I think it'll be curtains for Aberdeen. I think it'll be still be a great spectacle, but there's nothing going to stop us from winning this treble. You know, and Shu says, you know, Celtic fans are thinking it's written in the stars. Well, it must be, because it's the 50th anniversary of Lisbon. You know, we've not been beat all season domestically, and we've got to top it off. There's no two ways about it, and I'm sure Scott Brown and Brendan and all the backroom staff will have that team. That team will be G'd up for tomorrow. They'll probably be champing a bit to get on that part tomorrow and get it over and done with.
But the one phrase that the manager will not utter is there can only be one winner, because that's not true. You know, Aberdeen do have a chance. Cup football is funny. I don't know if you're at the game, Stephen. St Mirren came to Celtic Park in the Scottish Cup, scored the first goal. Moussa Dembele, it was all over the place for a minute or two. Moussa Dembele then rattled it off his own crossbar. And at that point, you thought, everything's going to come to an end here. The unbeaten run and out of the Scottish Cup. And it took Celtic into the second half to finally pull themselves together. And then they won in a canter. But you can't say there can only be one winner. To dismiss Aberdeen in that fashion is simply not on.
More travel from Amber when we come back. It's 20 minutes to 7. 0141 951 1025. The number to call. Friday's Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard.
Scottish football has a voice. Add yours to the debate on Super Scoreboard. Call now. 0141 951 1025.
With William Hill, proud sponsors of Hampden Park. Please gamble responsibly.
It's 7:15 on Friday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Hugh Keevans is in the building. So too is Derek Johnson. They're taking your calls on 0141 951 1025. Answering your tweets as well. Sean here says, anyone who thinks that Celtic just need to turn up needs to get a grip. We have to earn the right to win the Scottish Cup. Here's John and Clyde Bank. John, do you think Celtic just need to turn up to win?
No. But if Celtic turn up and play to the form that they've been showing all season, they will win easy. But it's a cup final. Celtic fan, I think what Aberdeen manager McKinnon says, it could make tomorrow's game as the biggest of that I've ever been involved in. Biggest. Yeah. I wasn't born at Seville. I wasn't born at Lisbon, but I was the centenary year in Seville. It's the biggest game in my Celtic.
You think this is bigger than the Porto UEFA Cup final?
Yes.
Wow.
I think it's domestically speaking.
Because you can look back at what happened in Seville, because we never won. But still, that season was up there with the centenary year for me, and we never won a thing. Never won a thing. But it was still good to be a Celtic fan that year. But this has been extraordinary. In December, that's when Celtic fans began to realise that this is something special that's happening. When it happened at Fir Park, coming back from the two goals down, he made tactical changes during the game. Whipped his Aguirre off, put the substitution on, sorted it out. We come back and won at the end.
He brought McGregor on, didn't he?
Yes,
he did. Forward.
It was... Now, the difference between, no disrespect to Ronnie Delia and Brendan Rodgers there, that was the difference. He knew how to change to win a game. He's not a football coach, he's a manager. And that's what Celtic needed. How he's brought McGregor on, Armstrong, Bruni's our new signing. It's been immense. James Forrest, we're getting the best out of Patrick Roberts. The best job he'd done all season was by far Craig Gordon. He brought someone in, put the fear of God on him. Craig Gordon, put his head down, worked hard. That's managing. That's what we've got. And it started on the eve of the Scottish Cup last year when Celtic announced it. And since then, as a Celtic fan, I have been flying. And it's been great. We took a couple of bad defeats. The red Lincolns 1-0. But we knew we'd overturn that. Barcelona, it was sore, especially coming up at beating Rangers 5-1.
So John, you're obviously thinking this is a, you know, for you it's one of the biggest games, if not the biggest Celtic game that you will witness. You must be feeling really nervous like that. I mean, are you possibly kind of, you know, not been able to eat, not been able to sleep, pacing up and down?
No. What I do is, this is the truth. See, if I think about it, and I kind of go, oh no. So I just go, nah, it's another game. They'll turn up, they'll be focused. But the thing is, we've got bad weather tomorrow afternoon. It's hitting Hampden.
Yeah.
You've got to take, I'm going like, oh no. No, thunder, lightning, and I'm thinking.
But you know what? That's the same for both teams.
Yeah, but what I'm thinking, will the game even go on? But do you have mad thunderstorms at about 2 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah. That's true. So, John, you've got these two voices in your head. One of them's going, oh, it's no problem. And the other one's going, come on, calm down.
No. I just think, realistically, if Celtic turn up and play the way Celtic and playing this season, we will win. We will win. Aberdeen have not given up. The toughest games this season that I've seen Celtic play, and you laugh, is Partick Thistle and St Mirren.
Well, St Mirren for half a game.
Celtic, we have to completely dig in, change it, put the big hitters on to change that game. And they missed a sitter to go 2-0 up.
Yeah, now the thing for Celtic tomorrow, as I said, they have the chance to go from domestic invincibility to domestic immortality. That's a heavy burden for people to carry. But as Brendan Rodgers said earlier in the programme, he is trying to take the emotion out of it all and just focus on the football. So in that respect, John is right. If Brendan Rodgers turns up, if the team all turn up in the right frame of mind, play to the best of their ability, then of course Celtic have to be the overwhelming favourites to win.
But John, when you're worried about the weather, that tells me that you're a bit nervous.
No, it's because I've looked at my shorts for the morning. I don't want to give away. In fact, I'm not going to Hampden. I've given my brother my ticket.
You what?
Aye, I've given my brother my ticket. He's a season ticket holder, and due to work commitments and other things that happened this year, he's not been able to go to a lot of games.
All right.
Champions League games, so it's his turn, and he gave me his 4 years ago against Tibbs, so it's just
returned
the favour.
Well, that is an incredibly nice gesture. I hope he thanked you,
no,
John.
No, he did. And I thanked him 4 years ago when we beat Hibs. So you wait for a wee to return the favour, and it came. And I'm happy sitting watching it in the house.
You're right. I'm just looking at the forecast here, John. There's to be thunderstorms about 1 o'clock through to about 3 o'clock in Glasgow, and then just a steady fall of rain for a couple of hours while the game is on. So it could be very interesting if there's a sudden downpour and the pitch gets waterlogged.
And you look at last year's Scottish Cup final. That was a great game. That was a good advert for Scottish football. I would like that as long as it's
until the end
again.
Until the very end, of course.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But it's, see, to be a Celtic fan at the moment, it is great. It's great. Last night, what happened last night at the Hydro, Celtic Park won Trophy Day there on Sunday. It's great. It's a feel-good factor that I can remember. I lived in London in the centenary year, and I was up to and fro, and I come up the night before the final, and it was great. And then the next year, it wasn't too good, and we won, even though we won the cup, and then Rangers completely dominated. This time, you've not got that fear factor. It's good. Good being a Celtic fan at the moment, and long may it continue. But also as well, Brendan Rodgers is going now. He's done what he had to do domestically. Next year, we'll be looking for a wee bit, maybe improvement in Europe, maybe try and get into the Europa Cup after
Christmas. Oh, you'll never let him rest in his laurels, will you, John? Thanks a lot, John and Clyde Bank. Here's Gary in Shettleston. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Gary. What's on your mind?
I thought that a few weeks ago, just like Aberdeen game, and I was saying how good they played in that. Anyway, I'm a Celtic fan. I'm a true Celtic fan. Yeah, I'm a bit petrified tomorrow.
Oh, really? Tell us why.
It's just been playing so well. So, yeah, no other team can match them, Rangers, if that's what you call them. But no other team can match them.
So Gary, you're petrified because you know that on the one hand it could be a fantastic day for Celtic, which means on the other hand you could end up gutted.
Aye, really gutted, Jerry, really gutted, man.
It's tradition for people on the eve of the cup final to feel the way you do, Gary. You know, you don't know whether to laugh or cry. So just wait till 3 o'clock. And
it's not, Jerry. Hugh, sorry. I need to eat a month off work. That's how bad it is these days.
You're say that again?
You need to take a month off work? What for?
So I don't have to face all these people.
What, if Celtic lose?
Aye.
Is it really got? I mean, that's an interesting one. Is Celtic have had an incredible season, regardless of tomorrow's result.
Yeah.
Does every bit of success that Celtic have had already this season, winning the league unbeaten, winning the League Cup without losing a goal, does that all go?
No, of course
if Celtic
not.
Lose
no,
tomorrow
Gary's,
for the fans.
Gary's pals who support Rangers, he has been giving it to them all season long. There have been 2-5-1 victories for Celtic over Rangers. Rangers were put out of the Scottish Cup by Celtic. So Gary's had great fun at his Rangers pals' expense. And he just feels that, if the treble is not won and the Invincibles do not become the Immortals, then his Rangers pals are going to give it to him thereafter. And they probably will. In fact, they certainly will. That's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard from Celtic fans how you're going to feel if Celtic win tomorrow. What about the Celtic fans? How would you feel if Celtic don't win tomorrow? I know you don't want to think about it. I know you don't want to contemplate it, but game's not been played. It's the top two teams in the country. It might happen. Celtic might not win tomorrow.
But it's just expected now that is what's going to happen. Yeah, the expectation level from Celtic supporters, and I would imagine Brendan Rodgers and the players, but they won't say that to you. Is they think they're going to win that and lift everything.
The reason why this country is in love with football is because we adore the drama, the passion and the uncertainty of it all. You know, there is no such thing as there can only be one winner. Aberdeen could win tomorrow. And we have to also factor in that this is the Scottish Cup. And in previous finals, there have been dramatic turnarounds. There have been occasions when form has counted for absolutely nothing. I mean, you go back to Hearts played Gretna. It went to penalty kicks. Hearts versus Gretna. So anything can happen. But if you respect the game of football, you will also respect the fact that Aberdeen have a chance, but that Celtic start the day as the overwhelming favourites.
Neil Lennon was at the big celebration last night at the SSE Hydro as well. We caught up with him to talk about not just the lines, but also the current team and what they could do tomorrow.
The current team have been incredible, incredibly consistent. And, you know, what Celtic fans like to do is make comparisons. You know, they make comparisons of, you know, Martin O'Neill's team that I played in and now this team under Brendan. And it's very fitting that Celtic have had the season that they've had in such a very special year.
Do you think that we'll complete the treble on Saturday? I mean, you managed against Aberdeen in the semi and you've seen Celtic this season. What do you mean?
Look, I mean, Celtic winning the game is heavy favourites, obviously, because they've sort of dispatched more or less everyone in convincing fashion. It'll be all on the day, but the mentality of the Celtic team is strong. But, you know, Derek's done a fantastic job with his players, and anything can happen in a cup final, but, you know, if it was a betting man, my money would be on Celtic.
Beat the Pundit with Insight Sports in the Scottish Sun. The best news features and columnists every Sunday.
We'll hear from Stephen Orr from William Hill on the William Hill Scottish Cup final around about 20 past 7 on Friday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. But it's that time where I ask you, would you like to play Beat the Pundit? Sporting general knowledge questions. You're up against either Hugh Keevans or Derek Johnson. If you fancy a go, give us a call right now. 0141 951 1025. If you get through and you get on, which you should do, I think it's a bit of a quiet night tonight with it being a bank holiday with the weather and all the rest of it. If you really fancy a shot, give us a call now. We'll put you on after the 7 o'clock news.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. It's time to get off the fence and tell it like it is. Call now on 0141 951 1025.
With William Hill, proud sponsors of the Scottish Cup. Please gamble responsibly.
It's a couple of minutes past 7 on Friday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. The cup final tomorrow.
If you want to know about our ill-divided world here, Man City have just signed Bernardo Silva from Monaco for £43 million.
Pennies for them, isn't it? Pennies. Incredible. Right, let's play Beat the Pundit.
Beat the The Pundit with Goals in the Scottish Sun. The SPFL and EPL latest every Monday, Wednesday and Saturday.
I have a pound coin and I'm not afraid to use it. Wow. But I'll put it back in my pocket once
did,
I have.
Does your wife know you've got a pound?
No, she doesn't. She's probably right now going, where's that pound? Right, Derek Johnson, Hugh Keevans up against Thomas Hunter, who's in Bonnybridge. Hi, Thomas.
How you doing anyway, Jerry?
Good, Thomas. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. Just my way to see Mickey Flanagan tonight.
Oh, right, okay. He's on at the Hydro.
He has. It's a lot quieter tonight than it was last night trying to get into Glasgow.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. What's so funny about Mickey Flanagan? Tell us one of his jokes.
Oh, you can't put that in Radio Clyde at this time of night.
Oh, really? Is it? Are they adult humour jokes? Yeah,
it's mainly adult humour.
Right. Yeah. So it's not why did the chicken cross the road kind of stuff, Thomas.
No, there's a good answer for that one.
Right,
well,
let's leave it there then. Right, Thomas. Well, hopefully we can get you there in good spirits by winning Beat the Pundit. If it's heads on the coin, then it will be Hugh Keevans. If it's tails, it will be Derek Johnson. Okay.
Great, no problem.
It is tails. It's not been Derek Johnson for a while.
Yeah.
So it's Derek Johnson you're up against tonight. Okay.
Great, thanks, Jerry.
Sorry, I just had to do something there to make sure Derek can't hear you. He can no longer hear you, which means that I am going to put 30 seconds on the clock here and say to you, Thomas Hunter, your 30 seconds on Beat the Pundit begins... No. Who was sent off for Dundee United in last night's playoff against Hamilton?
Murray.
Which vacant English managerial job has Derek McInnes been linked to? Who will captain Aberdeen this weekend?
Shinny.
Name one of the five teams to have won the Scottish Cup three times.
Celtic.
Man City are set to complete the signing of which Portuguese international? Name one of the teams to play in Sunday's Scottish Junior Cup final.
Glenafton.
Which Northern Scottish football team's nicknamed the Wee Rangers?
Florida Rangers.
What team will tomorrow's FA Cup kick off? What time?
5:30.
Okay, Rock, stay right there. Thomas, right, Derek, you all set for this?
Hungry Eyes, what a good song.
30 seconds back on the clock. Derek Johnson, same questions. Your time will start now. Who was sent off for Dundee United in last night's playoff
Simon
against
Murray.
Hamilton? Which vacant English managerial job has Derek McInnes been linked to?
Sunderland.
Who will captain Aberdeen this weekend?
Shinny.
Name one of the five teams to have won the Scottish Cup three times.
Rangers.
Man City are set to complete the signing of which Portuguese international?
Silva.
And they have done. Name one of the teams to play in Sunday's Scottish Junior Cup final.
Cumbuck.
Which Northern Scottish football team's nicknamed the Wee Rangers?
No idea.
What team? What time will tomorrow's FA Cup kick off?
5:00.
Made that same mistake as well. isn't that funny? Because before we came on air, you were talking about what time the kickoff was tomorrow, and you said 5:00, and I said no, 5:30.
That's what you did.
And you forgot.
Forgot. Yeah.
Thomas,
is that why you said 5:30?
No, I didn't know. I didn't have the questions at that point, so I didn't even know it was in here. How are you feeling, Thomas?
I'm feeling quite confident.
Right,
another
okay. I should apologise to both of you because the question about the Scottish Cup actually was named one of the five teams to have won the Scottish Cup three times only. Do you know what I mean? But listen, one of you said Celtic, the other said Rangers, so you're both in the same boat. So right. I can either both give it you or not give it you. So it doesn't make any difference.
We'll just cancel that one.
Who was sent off for Dundee United last night? Simon Murray, we'll chat more about that in a minute. Which vacant English managerial job has Derek McInnes been linked to? Sunderland. We'll hear from McInnes on that. Who will captain Aberdeen this weekend? Graham Shinney. 3 out of 3 for both of you. Man City have just signed Bernardo Silva. Well done. 4 out of 4. Name one of the teams to play in Sunday's Scottish Junior Cup final. You could have had Auchinleck Talbot or Glenafton. Well done, Thomas, for getting Glenafton. The Wee Rangers is Cove Rangers. And of course, the FA Cup kicks off at 5:30. Derek, you got 4, but Thomas got 6.
Correct. Here and there.
Well done, Thomas. That's 6-4. You knew your stuff.
All season I've been sitting listening. My wee boy's been saying, get on, Dad, go on. So at last, I can win the last night of the season, pretty much.
Too good for me, son.
Well done, 6-4, Thomas. Stay on the line, we'll get your details. Do you want the guys to sign the ball?
Yeah, go on.
Good man, you enjoy Mickey Flanagan.
Cheers, thanks a lot, Jerry.
All the best there, well done. Thomas wins our penultimate Beat the Pundit. We'll have our... ultimate Beat the Pundit on Monday night on my last ever show with Derek Johnson and not Hugh Keevans.
Going to see the grandchildren.
Alright, fair enough.
No, that's charming. That
Seagull.
He's been here for 40 years.
My last show, and he goes, I'm not bothered about that. Anyway, Mark Wilson will be an able deputy for Hugh on Monday night. Let's talk a little bit about last night's game. It was, of course, the playoff final first final. Leg yep. last night at Tannadice. It finished Dundee United 0, Hamilton Accies 0. Let's hear a bit from Martin Canning how he'll approach Sunday's second leg.
The same way as today, go and try and win it. It was the same plan as today. We went to try and win the game and we'll do the same again on Sunday. And so we've approached the majority of games this season. We set out to believe that if we get the ball down, go and play our way, we can score goals, we can create opportunities. We've done that today. All the thing that was missing was we didn't score, we didn't take the chances that we created. Had we done that, it could be a different story, but it's going to be tight again second game.
They didn't score, Dundee United didn't score, but there was an incident in the second half where Dundee United appeared to have a good shout for a penalty, and in the end Simon Murray got a second yellow for diving and was sent off. Dundee United are appealing that, so he is free to play in the second leg on Sunday. Mark has called up from New Mains on this side. Hi Mark.
How are you doing, guys?
All right, Mark.
I just think that it's probably the most undeservedly deserved red card you've ever seen. You know, I mean, if you get down with a sack of tatties, albeit the fourth official called it, you can't get down like that and expect to get away with it. And the guy's just a victim of his own cheating.
Do you know what, Mark? I totally agree with you. I said as much on Twitter last night and was roundly beaten by everyone and sundry on there. But I totally see what you're saying. It was a penalty. Yeah. He was kicked. But if there's a chance the referee or the linesman hasn't seen it and you throw your arms in the air like that, they're going to book you for diving.
That out platoon.
Yeah.
Listen, the guy went down as if a grenade went off right under him. Threw the arms up in the air, went down, landed in his chest.
It doesn't matter what you think of it. It's a stonewall penalty kick every day of the week. He's been caught out. I mean, the fullback's gone for it, not really knowing that he's going to get in front of him. He tries to get the ball, it's nipped away, and he's taken him down. Doesn't matter how he goes down, it's a penalty every day of the week. And Stephen McLean was actually had his left hand out. He was ready to point to at the spot for a penalty kick. And you can see him putting his hand to his ear. The fourth official there all of a sudden gave himself a couple of seconds, then put the flag up and pointed it the other way as if he never touched him. It was a dive.
But if that's true and Stephen McLean was about to blow for a penalty, then Stephen McLean must have seen the contact. Therefore, why is he being overruled?
Well, he's maybe felt his assistant over there had a better view of it. But he definitely had his hand. I thought it's a penalty. As soon as I saw his arm going out, I think he's given it.
The linesman had was a little bit obscured by the play. But see, if you're going to act like that in a game, then a genuine incident comes up. That's your fault.
Yeah, it's the price we are paying in Scotland for the cheating that goes on here. You know, we've had from the very start of the season, Jamie Walker for Hearts against Celtic, diving, 2-game ban for simulation, the famous incident involving Alex Schalk, Celtic at Ross County, which cost Celtic the 3 points. Well, cost them 2 of the 3 points.
Yeah.
There are so many incidents of this type that it's actually confused the officials now, and they're not quite sure what they saw or did not see.
You know, but Simon Murray did absolutely nothing wrong. He did well chasing the ball down. It's a penalty kick every day of the week. I know what you're saying about he's gone down heavily, the arms flame, but it's a penalty. I mean, they're down to 10 men and he's got the ball first and he knows the man's taking him out. So it's a penalty every day of the week.
Yes, Mark.
Can I make another point?
Yes.
It's see your show last night with the nostalgia that you've brought to it.
Yeah.
And especially Hugh's interview with Jim Craig. I'm sure Jim Craig would say it was never a penalty as well, because he's always saying it was never a penalty. Right, but I thoroughly enjoyed the show. And I thought it was handled with total dignity and total respect to the players. And I just hope that in 2022 and 23 respectively, when Rangers are having their 50th anniversary of the Cup Winners' Cup and Aberdeen are having their 40th anniversary of the Cup Winners' Cup, I hope Scottish Television make the same show out of it.
Of course they will. Yeah. There's no reason.
I really hope they do, because when you listen to the stories of the fans and just everything involved in it, they're all stories that need to be heard.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I watched a lovely programme on Dundee United last Saturday night.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah. fantastic. But that was the 30th anniversary of a final which Dundee United did not win. But the fact that United got to the final, the great Jim McLean, the great players, the Davy Nairies, Paul Hegarty's, Paul Sturrocks, Jimmy McInally, great time to watch Dundee United. They'd covered so many of their games abroad and at Tannadice. And, you know, it's a terrific programme. Mm. The television programme on the Lisbon Lions was fantastic. Mm. And when the time comes, the 50th anniversary of Derek's team winning the Cup Winners' Cup and the Aberdeen triumph against Real Madrid and Gothenburg. When the time comes, yeah, of course they will be given the same treatment. It was a golden age for us in Scottish football.
And you know, and in 67, when you're talking about Celtic winning that, you know, Rangers, two teams from the same city,
yeah,
in two European finals. Mm-hmm. You know, Rangers obviously lost to Fiorentina, but when will that ever happen again?
Well, I look
never
forward.
And Kilmarnock as well. Kilmarnock going, yeah, to the First Cup final.
Yeah, as well.
I look forward on the 50th anniversary to interviewing Derek Johnson on what it was like.
Thanks a lot to our caller there, Mark, who was in Newmains. Here is David in Hamilton. And David's a Hibs fan. Hi, David.
Good evening, panel. How are we doing?
Well, hi, David, how are you?
It's just to see what the panel's opinion on is about. It's something that I'm struggling with a wee bit. And it's Jim Duffy winning the Championship Manager of the Season. I don't think he should have won that. And what I read it in the paper about him being embarrassed, and I think he should be embarrassed that he's got that award. Hmm.
Yeah, but listen, it's nothing to do with him.
No.
He didn't vote for himself to win it. That was other managers voted.
I thought it was media.
It was journalists.
It was the journalists
voted this. I think there was a group of 15 of them.
If that was going to be given to anybody for no winning the league, surely it should have went to Jack Ross.
Well, I think Jack Ross would have been embarrassed winning it, to be honest, as well. And he would say the same.
Yeah, I mean, survival is all very well, but it is still survival, you know. The team,
and miraculous survival. Yeah, a bit of a difference.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, nothing against Jack. He'll get St Mirren much better than they were this season. But if you're applying logic, you think Neil Lennon first of all. He's won the championship. He's taken Hibs up after three seasons in the lower orders, and I think on that basis, Neil Lennon was the championship manager of the year.
Yeah, I would go along with that. But what Jim Duffy's done with Morton is incredible. Okay, the last, you know, half a dozen games, you know, he arrested a few players that didn't get the results. But with everything that he's got with the players that he had, he done a magnificent job. So, but you're right. I think Neil Lennon as well stepped up to the mantle. I think his job at the start of the season was getting Hibs up there back in the big time, and he did it very, very well.
When you talk about
a good wee cup run as well,
absolutely.
Yeah. When you talk about responsibility, a burden on your shoulders, Neil Lennon inherits a Hibs side who have won the Scottish Cup under Alan Stubbs, and there is also not only the pressure to carry that success on, there's also the factor that the club has been out of the top flight for three seasons. Hibs desperately needed to come up this season, and Neil Lennon took that pressure on board and created a thrilling football team.
Let me throw another one in there, because, you know, just because they weren't up there challenging for the title or down there at the last day of the season fighting for survival, Stevie Aitken for Championship Manager of the Year for keeping Dumbarton in that league as a part-time team once again is an incredible achievement.
Well, you're then struck by, are you going to reward accomplishment in the form of a trophy or a certain kind, another kind of accomplishment, which is keeping a part-time team in basically a full-time league, or like Jack Ross, in the space of a quarter of a season, getting St Mirren out of real trouble.
Two and a half months previous, you know, you thought they've absolutely no chance of getting out of this, and all of a sudden they did. So it depends what you're looking for.
You go for accomplishment first of all, and if there isn't an obvious one there, and obviously David believes there is with Neil Lennon, as do you guys, then you look at people who punch above their weight.
Sure.
And for that, it's Dumbarton or Morton.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you are going to reward accomplishment, all that Neil Lennon took on board when he became Hibs manager, the pressure, the responsibility, I think he deserves the Manager of the Year for delivering what was demanded of him.
I don't know whether this will, you know, make it any better for you to come to terms with it, David, but I do know, having spoken to a couple of the journalists who were part of the panel, if you like, who voted for these the manager of the year, that it took them most of the evening. The other one they found easy. It took them most of the evening.
Yeah, because the drink was going down nice at that time.
It took them a long time to get to a consensus on the Championship Manager of the Year.
It wasn't an easy one to decide, but no. I just want to come on tonight and voice my opinion.
No, absolutely. And back your manager, absolutely. Well done. Thanks a lot, David, there in Hamilton, who is a Hibs fan. Right, we're going to hear from Stephen Orr from William Hill. It's a big day for them tomorrow, of course, in the Scottish Cup final. If you're looking at putting on a wee flutter, then stay tuned. And the full-time teaser as well when we come back. It's Friday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Football is all a matter of opinions. Call now to share yours on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. 0141 951 1025.
With William Hill, proud sponsors of the Scotland national team. Please gamble responsibly.
You're listening to Friday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Jerry McCulloch here with Derek Johnson and Hugh Keevans. 0141 951 1025, of course, is the number to dial. Stephen Orr is here from William Hill. We're looking ahead to the William Hill Scottish Cup final tomorrow. Big day for Stephen and his colleagues. Big day for Celtic and Aberdeen, of course. Stephen, what have you got for us?
Yeah, Jerry, as you say, huge for us. You know, this week's been a big build-up for us with the trophy, the William Hill trophy tour out round the shops and stuff like that. So it's been absolutely superb. So we're looking forward to kick-off tomorrow. So just start off with, obviously, to lift the trophy. So this is just taking into account everything, extra time, penalties, 90 minutes. So Celtic are 3-10. Don't think there's much of a surprise there. Aberdeen at 5-2. So if we break down into the 90-minute market, Celtic at 4-7 on. The draw at 5-2 and Aberdeen at 4-1. You know, I think 4-7 for me is quite a fair price. I think there'll be quite a few people will be having an interest in that, because I think, you know, when they played Aberdeen in the league, they were a lot shorter than that, Celtic. So obviously it's the cup final day experience, and you know, that's why we're kind of pushed them out a bit to 4-7.
What about in terms of goal scoring? Because we know that Moussa Dembele's back in the squad, Stephen, and might play tomorrow. Does that have any effect on the odds?
No, we'll price up Dembele just in case. So, you know, we've actually, you know, it's quite an obvious way we've looked at this. We've actually got Griffiths, Sinclair and Dembele all at 7-2 favourite for the first goal. So we're not really giving much away in terms of who we think will score. We've got the three of them at the same. Then we've got Roberts 5-1, Armstrong 7-1, just to pick a few, and then you're 6-1 for the first Aberdeen, so that'd be Rooney at 6-1. So Dembele would be at 7-2. Other bets, you know, you obviously get over 300 markets in this, so if you want a bet in pretty much anything, you'll get it. But you know, just to pick out a few other ones, if you fancy the game to go the distance, you know, they've got the draw at 5-2, but we've got Celtic to win in extra time at 8-1, Aberdeen to win in extra time at 16, or if you fancy either team to win in penalties, 11-1. But for me, I think there's going to be goals in this game, Jerry, and the reason why, out of the last 10 matches, Celtic have played 7 of them, have had 3 or more goals. Aberdeen are the same. Out of the last 10, 8 of their games have had 3 or more goals. And funnily enough, in Scottish Cup final history, the last 7 Scottish Cup finals, 6 of them have had 3 or more goals. So for me, I would be looking at over 3 goals, 3 goals or more in the game. But, you know, if you like a wee nostalgic bet, there's one I picked up, Jerry, when I was doing my research. Obviously, this week's been no talk of the Lisbon Lions, the 50th anniversary. So that year when Celtic won the European Cup, the Scottish Cup final that year was exactly the same. It was at Hampden, Celtic versus Aberdeen, and it finished 2-0 to Celtic. So if you believe in that kind of bet, 6-1 for that.
6-1 for a bit of Lisbon Lions nostalgia.
Yep.
All right, so Stephen. Yeah, carry on.
You know, Aberdeen, obviously, you know, everybody's talking about Celtic making history. And you know, Aberdeen have, you know, it's been nearly 30 years since they've won the trophy as well. So, you know, they're looking for a bit of history themselves. So, you know, obviously, the last twice that they've appeared in Glasgow, they've scored 8 goals and only conceded 1. So if anybody fancies them, it's 4-1. But for us, it's a clear Celtic victory, Jerry.
Let's hope we get plenty of goals and a cracking advert for Scottish football. Enjoy the day, Stephen.
Will do. Thanks, Jerry.
Top tips with William Hill. Proud sponsors of the Scottish Cup. Please gamble responsibly.
There you go, 26 minutes past 7 on Friday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We're going to speak to Kevin in Johnston in just a second. Before that, Chris Docherty's full-time teaser for Hugh Keevans and for Derek Johnson. He says, "Hi guys, as this week celebrates 50 years of the triumph of the Lisbon Lions, I'd like the guys to answer this question. Since the triumph of 1967, only 17 other Scots have lifted the European Cup or Champions League trophy. Now, of course, the year after Celtic did it, Manchester United won at Wembley. Jimmy Ryan, John Fitzpatrick, Francis Burns and Paddy Crerand were amongst the Manchester United team. So besides those, what have we got there? Besides those four, 13 others have done it. Five of them with Notts Forest.
Yeah.
Three of them with Aston Villa. Five of them with Liverpool. One with Borussia Dortmund.
I wonder who that is.
And another one actually with Manchester United, but a different final. So five with Forest, three with Villa, five with Liverpool, one with Dortmund, and one with United. And counting those up, I make that 15. So what have I done here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I think obviously we're one extra, so there must have been 18 Scots in total. Mm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, so there you go. 5, 3, 5, 1 and 1. Can you name the Scots who have lifted the European Cup or Champions League?
The Brucey one surely is Paul Lambert.
Yes, Borussia one is Paul Lambert. Yeah, it is indeed. And do you know the more modern day Man United one?
Well, I just won it there, wasn't it?
Darren Fletcher.
Darren Fletcher. Well done, Hugh. So we're back to the five for Forest, three for Villa, and five for Liverpool. Right, Kevin is here. Hi, Kevin.
Evening. How you doing, Jerry?
Well, Kevin. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad, thanks. Hope you're well. Looking forward to the weekend and the cup final. Jerry, just a question I wanted to ask. I've been sort of listening in all week, sort of periodically with work. And it's been interesting listening to the supporters talking about their favourite memory of the Lisbon Lions. I'm 44. I'm wishing my life away. I'm 44 years old, so obviously I don't remember the Lisbon Lions, but it was funny listening to Roy Aitken earlier on, because one of my first memories of watching Celtic is Real Madrid in the European Cup. Laurie Cunningham playing at Celtic Park following the year. The following year Liam Brady played for Juventus. I love all the sort of historical stuff, reading about the Lisbon Lions. One of the best books I ever read was by Archie McPherson called Steen. And the biggest Celtic supporter I've ever known in my family was my Papa Gus. My mum at present, she was at the sort of gig last night at Hydro. Now there's a chap I also speak to that talks fondly about the Lisbon Lions, and he was talking about one outstanding memory he's got was the quarter final against Vojvodina, when it looked as if Celtic were down and out and Big Billy sort of came up from nowhere and scored the goal. So my question was to Hugh, with the greatest of respect intended to you, you're the senior statesman of the panel.
By a long way.
So I wanted to ask you, I wanted to ask, is there something abiding that you remember about the Lisbon Lions, not necessarily just the final? Is there a particular quote, something in the build-up, a particular game, something you can share that'd be interesting? I just thought I'd ask you that question because everybody seems to be coming on this week.
When Inter Milan scored the first goal, my mother locked herself in the toilet and didn't come out, and my brother hammered on the door and said, "They've won 2-1 and she referred to him as a bleep liar. I've read every word of the coverage this week. I don't think there is a single thing left to say about Lisbon other than the sheer enjoyment of it all. But funnily enough, your memory of Vojvodina, the atmosphere when Billy McNeil scored the goal that night, you know, you're too young to remember, but the atmosphere, you'd have heard the roar that accompanied that goal in England. You know, it was a sensational night. And Billy McNeil, as we can all see now, Billy's fighting his battle and doing it with as much dignity as is possible, and is always part of the McNeil family with his wife Liz. To see Billy now, it's wonderful, because he was, for me, Everyone goes on about Willie Wallace's goals or Tam Gemmell or Wee Jimmy or whatever. But for me, Billy McNeil more or less created, along with Jock Stein, the modern day Celtic, because it was his goal in 65 that beat Dunfermline, gave Celtic their first trophy for 8 years. He then led the side, in particular that European Cup winning year. He was dominant. He headed everything away at the back. He headed them in at the other end. So that Vojvodina goal, for me, summed up why Billy McNeil is the greatest Celt of them all.
Yeah, I would agree with that, yeah.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thank you. Cheers.
All the best. Have a good weekend, Kevin, there in Johnson. I was down visiting the parents today, and I, my mum, just out of nowhere, just told me the story of when she went when Jock Stein gave her a call.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just out of the blue. I said, what? Why have you never told me this story? And it goes that Celtic had won the European Cup, and my mum knew Bobby Lennox from the same town, and she knew him. And she went to his house to ask him for some. My mum was at college at the time, at teacher training college, and they were wanting to do a fundraiser. And they had an idea to do something at Celtic Park, but she needed to get the idea to Jock Stein. So she went to see Bobby. Bobby was obviously a young boy at this time, but was already a Lisbon Lion. And Bobby says, I'd go and speak to Jock and whatever, and came back and said, nah, Jock, he said they wouldn't do that, but he had another idea and they would be in touch. And then she went back to college, and over the tannoy at college, she was in third year at the time, Jock phoned and asked to speak to my mum, and over the tannoy came with Anne Pendleton, who she was at the time. She come to the phone, Jock Stein's wanting to speak to you. And that was it. On the tannoy. And she went up to Celtic Park to meet Jock Stein, and he had another idea where they could raise money, and it involved a lot of the students coming out at half time in a game and doing a race around the pitch, and my mum wore Bobby Murdoch's strip at the time. Dear. I was like, you tell me this now?
And you nearly forgot her name.
I know, I did. Her maiden name. And then I found out that my mum actually managed to get some of the grass from the pitch of the game and sent it to my dad, who was in the RAF at Germany at the time. Sending grass in an envelope, probably couldn't do that now. But
back then, the jail would be sending grass.
Exactly. But anyway, she got away with it then. Here's Mark in Erskine. Hi, Mark.
Hi there, Derek.
All right.
I just thought I'd give you a wee phone tonight and say I wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot, mate. Cheers.
Hopefully in one day I'll still be celebrating.
All right, and you're an Aberdeen fan, Mark.
Yes, as I say, you've not spoke about Aberdeen's treble. That's us going to win 3 times in Glasgow in 10 days.
Is that right? Is that a treble worth celebrating, Mark?
Well,
Alex Ferguson used to do that all the time.
Well, if they win the cup, it is a good treble, yeah.
I'll celebrate that, definitely. That
27 years, though, Mark. It's been a long time.
It has been, aye, but you can only win it if you're in the final, so we're not in the final for 27.
So, Mark, do you give them any chance of winning tomorrow?
Aye, it's a 50-50 game. Celtic are favourites, but you know what I mean? Anything can happen in 90 minutes. She had a famous phrase all the years ago about Manchester United, hopefully says it tonight about Celtic.
Well, I've been saying the whole night that it's very, very wrong of the Celtic supporters to believe that anything is written in the stars. Don't say that phrase about there can only be one winner, because it's not true. Mm-hmm. And if you respect the game and respect its ability to turn logic on its head from time to time, you respect the fact that Aberdeen and Celtic have a chance to win what will be, I think, a tremendous final tomorrow.
But you know what, Mark? The one thing that has to happen tomorrow for Aberdeen is everybody has got to play their part and play well.
Yeah,
Aberdeen need to play out their skin to have any chance. Even that might not be enough. If Celtic play out their skin, then there's only one winner for me. But Aberdeen have to play. They were disappointing in the League Cup final. You know, Celtic battered them there, and they will know that. I think Derek's probably mentioned that to them. Don't let yourselves down tomorrow. So Aberdeen are going to have to play well to have any chance whatsoever.
Yeah, as I say, win, lose or draw, they've still had a great season in my eyes. You know what I mean? I think Derek's done a really good job, and the players as well. They don't usually let us down that often. So hopefully tomorrow,
apart from every game against Celtic this season, Mark.
Well, if you're playing better players and whatever, but I mean, that can happen, Jerry. You know what I mean? But every other team this season, I think they've had a great season in the league and all that. They've no, drop silly points to wee teams like Hamilton and that, but over the course of the season they've done well.
So how optimistic are you then, in a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being Aberdeen just need to show up and they've won, where are you?
Probably, I'd say 50-50, I'd say 5.
5, yeah?
Uh-huh. Aye, because 90 minutes is 90 minutes, mm-hmm. It can happen.
11 against 11, game of two halves.
Well, no, like that, but hopefully I'd settle for extra time penalties. As long as we score one more than Celtic, I'll be happy.
All the best, Mark. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, same to you, Derek.
Cheers, all the best.
Let's go through some names.
Oh, right, I forgot about
this. We're giving you Paul Lambert and Darren Fletcher.
Yes.
At Nottingham Forest, John Robertson, Kenny Burns.
John O'Hare, well done.
Who's the captain?
The little fresh faced
In midfield.
John McGinley.
No.
Never played in Scotland,
McGovern,
but he was
McGovern.
John McGovern, well done, and you've got one more from that team.
Anyway, Liverpool.
Yep.
Dalglish.
Yep.
Hansen.
Yep.
Nicol.
Yep.
Souness.
Yep.
Souness and.
And one more Liverpool player. And then what about Aston Villa? There's three from the Aston Villa side. I think it was 1980. Was it 80 or 81 when they won?
Andy Gray?
No.
No, Bremner.
Des Bremner, yep.
McNaught.
Centre half.
Ken McNaughton, yeah.
McNaughton.
And one other. These are all guys that you've heard of. These are all well-known players. So you've got one more from Forest, one more from Villa, and one more from Liverpool to get. All guys, Scottish guys, who have picked up the European Cup Champions League. And when I say picked up, I mean like in the final. I don't mean picked it up at some point. What's that there? Give me
it.
Let me pick it up. Here's Laurie and Dennis. Then good evening, Laurie.
Panel, good evening. Before I make my main point, I would just like to say, Gerry, very briefly, that a regular contributor to the programme, Tommy from Rob Bryson, who, of course, goes with the sobriquet Mourinho. He's had many a good joust with Gordon over the years, and he was actively involved in coaching boys' clubs. Tommy has been in ill health of late. He's been battling ill health. And I said that I would give him a mention tonight if I was on.
Thanks very much, Laurie. Yeah, we're aware of Tommy's situation. We wish him all the best.
Yes, thank you, guys. Anyway, to my point... I think that this week, understandably, half the city at least, has been engulfed in a tidal wave of emotion as we celebrate, the 50th anniversary of Lisbon, etc. But I'll tell you what, I think that there is, to my way of thinking, from a Celtic supporter's point of view, almost a dangerous air of triumphalism. And that, if you just arrived in Glasgow today, you could be excused for thinking that this Aberdeen side are to be served up in the altar that is Hamden tomorrow as 11 red sacrificial heifers. I think it's going to be a very closely contested game. I'm hearing a lot of, 4-0s, 5-0s, 5-1s. Now, statistically, of course, you'd have to say that Celtic, on paper, are red top favourites. But I just remember, that there was a lot of people, there was an earlier caller tonight who said there could only be one winner. I'm equally certain that there were a lot of Liverpool fans that would have said the same on the eve of their Cup, FA Cup final against Wimbledon a number of years ago, as there would have been Manchester City supporters when they lost to Wigan. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to extra time and perhaps penalties. I don't think Aberdeen are just coming through here solely to make up the numbers tomorrow.
No, absolutely not.
Laurie, in your own style, give us a big word to describe the game tomorrow.
Just one word. Phenomenal, I would say. I mean, I hope the weather keeps up. Celtic have been wonderful. This would be the culmination of a fantastic week.
All right. Phenomenal. Nah, you can do better than that, Laurie. You can do better than phenomenal.
I need to bury my nose in that dictionary for a wee while, Jerry.
But the point that that Laurie makes is, of course, the most valid one of all. It's not written in the stars. You detract from what Brendan Rodgers has done if you believe that. Brendan Rodgers went through the league season and won the League Cup by being invincible, not losing a game. He did that not because it was written in the stars. He did it because he's Brendan Rodgers and he's really good at what he does. And the same will apply tomorrow to the game against Aberdeen at Hampden. It's not preordained. It is not written in the stars. Celtic will go and work for for whatever they get, and Aberdeen will do the same. And if we respect the game of football, we know that under those circumstances, anything could happen, and we are in for a terrific game of football.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, just before I sign off, on a personal note, Jerry, this will probably be the last opportunity I speak to you. All the best to your future.
Thank you very much, Laurie. All the best to you. That was Laurie in Denniston. I will, of course, be here tomorrow with the guys between 2 and 6 o'clock. And then back on Monday for the final regular Super Scoreboard of the season. £5,000 fan begins with Gordon Duncan on Tuesday. It's just gone 20 minutes to 8. You're listening to Friday's Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard.
What do you think of tonight's Super Scoreboard? Call now to have your say. 0141 951 1025.
With William Hill, proud sponsors of Hampden Park. Please gamble responsibly.
It's 7:45. You're listening to Friday's Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard. Well, the guys are still thinking of the Forest player, the Villa player and the Liverpool player to have won, Scottish players to have won the European Cup or Champions League, besides the ones they've already mentioned. Let's speak to Jim, who is in Erskine. Good evening, Jim.
Good evening, folks. This is nice to speak to you again.
You too, Jim.
I had to come on there about that last Aberdeen supporter, you know.
What did he say that got your peak raised?
What did he say? He's been saying it all week. It's my son,
oh,
you know.
Brilliant, Jim. You're a Celtic fan, but your son's an Aberdeen fan.
Well, it's a long story. It was his mother's fault, you know. I'm no overconfident, you know. I'll be happy with nothing, each in penalties and as long as we win. That's the reason I was coming on. But I went up to, he drove us up to the Hydro last night, and I was quite perky going into the motor. See, by the time I got out listening to him, he was going back to Aberdeen Cup final before he was born, when Celtic were going for the treble and Aberdeen beat them, you know, 3-1 and all that. And it was just that it was such a great night last night up there. It was just to thank, you know, what night it was, you know.
What was the highlight for you? Was it Rod Stewart?
I think the highlight was the whole atmosphere. The highlight from my wife was with us. That was she was only going to see Rod Stewart, but even she came out and she says, even without Rod Stewart, what a night it was. And she says to him, my son, she says, I think you might have been right enough with Aberdeen.
Oh, and you know, said it was your fault.
So what I'm trying to say is, it was such a wonderful night, and he's on and on, I've been getting it all week, you know.
Well, do you think you might have the last laugh tomorrow, Jim?
Well, up to now, we've had, you know what I mean, but there's always a first, that's what's worrying me, you know.
I've only seen photographs of the night, Jim, but I saw Brendan Rodgers being interviewed at one point. Do you remember anything that Brendan said to the crowd last night?
Yes, I just what he normally says about part and not to jump the gun and, you know, things like that. It's just been part of it.
Yeah.
And even up to now, it's a wonderful achievement. I thought one of the highlights was the reception Neil Lennon got, and it was a tear in his eye, you know. Everybody got a good reception. See, start to the finish, and if I could say it, just see the staff in the Hydro, that's the first I've been there. Every one of them was excellent, you know. Could have been more helpful.
Jim, see, when it comes to tomorrow's game, is there any chance you and the son are going to be watching it together?
No. there's no chance of that. Actually, Nene's are going to, actually. He's away for the weekend, and I just go to Celtic Park.
If Aberdeen win, are you cutting him out the
will? If Aberdeen win, at least he's away for him for a couple of days, you know what I mean? So, no doubt it'll be on the phone, you know.
How did it, if you can tell us briefly, Jim, how did your son end up being an Aberdeen fan?
Well, his grandpa was a bit of an Aberdeen fan.
Right.
And at the time, my brother-in-law was a great friend. Aberdeen the good team, man. My brother-in-law's a great friend, Alex Ferguson's, and through that connection, and my wife don't want him to be involved with the old firm and that.
Right.
You know,
so it was the obvious thing to do.
But she forgot about my daughter, who was a mad Celtic supporter. And that was a fight as well, because she didn't get to it last night, and why did my wife want to go?
Oh, right, you know what I mean? Oh, dear.
I think Sir Alex was responsible for that, because he created this Aberdeen team that was sensational, capable of beating Real Madrid in a European final, and a lot of people in the west of Scotland who didn't want to get involved in Celtic Rangers.
Yeah,
they adopted Aberdeen. I know lots of people, we've got relatives, in-laws, who followed Aberdeen for that reason, Sir Alec Ferguson.
My dad, despite being a big football fan, didn't want to get me too into it when I was young, so decided that he would wait till I was old enough to understand a lot about what was going on in football before he took me to my first game. Mm-hmm. I was six. I remind him of that. He says, "No, you must have been older." I says, "No, I was six." It's 10 to 8. Thanks a lot to Jim. I hope you and your son have a great weekend.
Well, one of them
one
will.
One of them will. Exactly. Here's John in Paisley to finish us off tonight. Hi, John.
Jerry, I've got a problem with you, by the way.
Oh, no. What have I done, John?
Nothing, Jerry. I'd just like to thank you for your years of support over the years of this programme.
Supporting you?
Like, well, you supported every day. You've been an excellent, whatever you want to call, PR man or whatever you've done. You've done a great job.
PR man.
Whatever you are, you know what I mean?
But whatever you are.
You're a character. And you'll be sadly missed in the show.
Oh, John, don't. Listen, John, I've not got emotional through any of this, but you coming on and telling me this is going to get me greeting.
Well, Jerry, don't be sarcastic again. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? Just to like to thank you. Honestly, Jerry, you've done a great job over the years. You've kept the punters going, you've kept everybody going. You kept Mr. Keevans probably in his place, you know what I mean, for an old man. DJ, you know what I mean? You kept everybody. And seriously, for a change, don't want to argue with you, just like to thank you for everything you've done over the years.
John,
I wish you all the best
Absolutely.
In your new job.
Thank you very much, John. I really do appreciate that. I know you're a big Rangers fan, John, and I was made aware of a thread, a forum thread that's on the Rangers fans website, follow, about me leaving here. So all I can say is I'm absolutely delighted to hear this from a Rangers fan. Because,
why no, Jerry?
Because
why
what?
No, Jerry?
Well, go and have a read at that, John. Because what was on there was unbelievable.
Well, do you know something, Jerry? I mean, if you're going to go to Celtic TV, enjoy it. No, I mean,
but who told you on. That?
Well, that's a rumour I've heard. But not to worry. Listen, Jerry, you've done a job. That's what you're paid to do. You've kept us all going. You've kept us entertained. We phone the show week in and week out. Who's going to replace you? It'll be hard. There's a hard person to replace.
Well, listen, Gordon Duncan is replacing me and he'll do a fantastic job. But John, you know I'm here on Monday. You can give us a call.
Well, I didn't really want to phone you. I didn't think it gets through Monday because I think that many punters on want to give you the praise and all the glory or actually want to slag you because Celtic don't win the treble. So, do you know what I mean?
Oh, listen, John, we've always got time for you, John. Listen, thanks very much. I really do appreciate that. All the best to you.
Well, seriously, Jerry, all the best to you. And by the way,
thanks, mate.
Alright, okay, take care.
All the best, John. That's John in Paisley.
That was nice.
That was lovely.
That was nice.
Right.
Oh, go on, tell us, because we can't tell you.
I want initials. Give us initials.
Okay, let's play the initials game.
Let's play the initials game.
Right.
Forrest.
I will give you a first initial of F.
Yeah. Frankie Gray.
Well done.
How did I not get Frankie Gray? Terrible.
Right, for
Villa.
Ooh, this is maybe no, I think they're both the same. I'll give you second initial E.
That's his second name.
Yeah.
Evans.
Oh,
Alan
Evans. Centre back.
Well done.
Yeah.
And the Liverpool player who has lifted the European Cup. I don't think he played. I think he was on the bench. Didn't get a game. He's both initials are the same. And if we were closer to the end of the programme, I would tell you what that initial was, but I'm going to keep it going for a little bit. The initial is the same and it's in the first half of the alphabet.
Oh, well, thanks. Let's go through the 13 of them. Bobby.
Chris Docherty with a full-time teaser. I've got a last full-time teaser on Monday. Why don't you send us a relevant final season, final show, full-time teaser? Email me fulltime@clyde1.com. fulltime@clyde1.com. The last full-time teaser of the season will be on Monday. Derek, you think you're going to get this, don't you?
I'm thinking George Graham. I'm just named, I don't know.
Right initial. Right initial.
Gary Gillespie.
Gary Gillespie. Well done. Oh well, as you say, Derek, I was good. You got them.
We got them all. Got their events, and that was a good question.
Well thanks done. To Chris. Well done for that one. Right, we will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We've got a 1 hour build up before the William Hill Scottish Cup final in the company of myself, Hugh Keevans, Murdo McLeod, Derek Johnson, Gordon DL, Alison Conroy, Gordon Duncan. We're all on shift tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Will Celtic be treble winners, or will Aberdeen spoil the party and get a first Scottish Cup win for 27 years? I hope you can join us tomorrow from 2 o'clock. In the meantime, thanks from everyone here tonight. Keep it on Clyde One. GBX Fridays up next.
Night night.
Super Scoreboard, the home of football in Glasgow and the West.
With William Hill, proud sponsors of the Scotland national team. Please gamble responsibly.